Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What an eventful day so far, huh, Joe?
I thought you ordered a pizza. Where is it? I'm paying for it, right?
It hasn't arrived yet. They told me...
It's over an hour ago, limits.
They told me the delivery time, and then in the text that I received, it was a lot later than they said.
Is Brian here?
Yeah, he's here.
All right, let's go to Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. The Batconian mongoose all bundled up in front of his library at home. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better.
I'm
doing well.
Sorry, your pizza hasn't arrived yet.
That's all right.
Brian looks so cold. He's looked like, you know, he's ready for a bobsled.
He actually looks warm, if you ask me. He's all bundled up in a winter's cap and a sweater. Are you cold or warm there, Brian?
Well, I'm always cold, which is why I'm dressed particularly warm, even inside my own house. I'm not moving off 72 from the thermostat.
My dad never went above 65, even though we were in Buffalo with storms a lot worse than this. Can you reach behind you up to the library and just grab a book randomly and tell us what it is? I like that exercise, right? Limits, don't you?
Yeah, this is always fun.
Gives us insight into Brian's background. What do we got?
Luckiest girl alive. I think it's about Mrs. Starkey. There we go.
What's it about, Brian? Now I'm really curious. The luckiest girl alive is doing what?
It's by Jessica Knoll, New York Times bestseller. Obviously, this is my wife's book, but the big headline here says her perfect life is a perfect lie.
Oh, boy.
And soon to be a film from Reese Witherspoon. But how long ago did my wife buy this? Is it a film already? I don't know.
Great question. All right, Brian. It was a rather, I thought, uneventful news conference, but there were some very interesting...
It was long, wasn't it? Was that one of the
longer ones? Yeah, it was long, and it was this constant search for philosophical underpinnings. It was really boring.
I think I know why. I have a theory on that, because after what we all saw and heard Sunday, it almost would seem silly to go in there and ask about the play of Andrews Pete. And
although, you know, somebody did things.
Well, no, I think it's a good question, but my point is it was such a flashbulb moment in Steelers history that it felt like asking about other things was almost not of the moment. And yet you can't just belabor the point, because there's still only so much that Mike Tomlin is going to say. I thought we got humble Mike Tomlin, relatable Mike Tomlin, down to earth Mike Tomlin, because of how much fire he's probably under at the moment.
See, I didn't. I thought we got sort of trite, boring. I'll entertain your questions, but I won't really entertain them. I'll just give the most, you know, roundabout, boring answer possible, Mike Tomlin. A couple of weeks ago, we had off the cuff entertaining Tomlin. That's my favorite one. And combative Tomlin is my second one.
Yeah, I feel like there's always a fine line there between combative Tomlin, which you can see after a bad game or a loss, and then what we got today with, you know, referencing the third person journalists in the room about the stories that they write and our profession, and this very much like, hey, we're all working together in the same ecosystem and we have parallels in our lives thing. That's a Tomlin you don't see all that often, in my opinion. And I think Limit said it right when I jumped on here. It was like he out of nowhere just like made reference to Brooke and the questions that she consistently asks. It was like a humanizing moment from him up there.
I'll buy that. And that's why we pay you the money that we do. How about when Brooke came back with, I transcribe differently if I've written a bad story. What's your strategy, Brian? Not that you've ever written a bad one. I didn't mean to imply that.
I'm sure they're all bad, but I'll throw Brooke under the bus for a second. I'm pretty sure Brooke uses one of those transcription apps, one of those services.
Does she now? So
maybe if she feels like she's in a rut, you know, she doesn't use the app. But I can't really give Brooke crap for that, because when she sends them to me, I'm always grateful. So,
by the way, Brian, yeah. And this is off the beaten path, although it's kind of good on this topic. I wasn't aware of this whole
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's it called, Limits? The thing that writes for people.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT and whatever other AI things are out there. So my wife shows me this story the other day that she had them do.
Uh-huh.
Whoever they are. I don't know who they are.
Just the computer.
And then I said, hold on a second. Like, all right, I'm trying not to pay attention to AI in any respect, but I know I'm not going to get away with that in the long run.
Right.
So Brian, I type in, yeah. She gives me the form on her computer. I type in like 8 facts about a mythical football game, and I tell the Snapchat, what's it called, Limits?
It's called ChatGPT.
ChatGPT to write a funny story using those chats, and what they wrote was good. It was like better, I hate to say this, but better than a lot of the students wrote when I taught writing in college. And that,
yeah.
It was jarring to the point of like, I had to sit back and say, oh my God.
It is dystopian. And I'll do you one better, Joe. I just asked ChatGPT, what do you think of Joe Starkey? Do you want to know what it said?
He said, wow, yeah. He had a great call when the band was on the field.
Yeah, they're going to go with the other Joe Starkey, but go ahead.
No, they said, if you mean Joe Starkey, the Pittsburgh sports columnist radio host, here's the vibe most people have of him. He's smart, plugged in, and not afraid to poke the bear. He'll ask the uncomfortable Steelers or Penguins questions that other writers might tiptoe around. He leans toward being skeptical of front offices and coaches, which fans either love or get annoyed by. He's also got a very distinct Starkey tone, dry, a little contrarian, sometimes sarcastic, and often genuinely funny.
Wow. Joe, that's
I can't believe
that's
that my wife
similar.
I can't believe my wife does that. She writes that. That's unbelievable. That's frightening, Brian.
Yeah, I've done it for myself too, and it's a little bit uncomfortable to even confront.
Can you try Austin? Can you try Chris Mueller while we're doing this? Just try it.
Okay.
What all people right. think of, you know how to spell his name.
Yeah, don't look me up.
This is going to be fabulous. This is going to be fabulous.
I put, what about Chris Muller, a.k.a. Malzy? Let's see. It says he has a pretty well-defined persona in Pittsburgh sports media. What people generally think of him, sharp, witty, and quick. He's one of the faster minds on local radio. He can pivot from serious analysis to a joke in about 2 seconds.
That's true.
More level-headed than some hosts, but he's not afraid to fire off a spicy take when the Steelers or Penguins deserve one, and then brings a sarcastic, self-aware vibe. He'll roast the team. He'll also roast himself or Pittsburgh sports culture when it's deserved.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty accurate.
They don't mention that he's bald? I can't believe that comes up that quickly. Like something as, I don't know what the word is, nuanced, to borrow a Malzy word. That's frightening, Brian. It is.
It is.
Are we all going to be replaced by this?
Possibly. These are big, scary questions that go beyond the Mike Tomlin news conference wrap-up segment.
Are you real? Is it really you sitting in front of that library? Is it him,
it's
Limits?
Me. Yeah, they actually have a thing where they can read the things to you in a voice as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of frightening layers to it.
Is that AI?
The irony here is that Bob is not real. There's only a mannequin.
That's
of him
AI Bob.
Yeah. All right.
Just start plugging the stuff into that and have it read it in Bob's voice or whatever, and you won't need me anymore. You won't need any other guests on the days that Pomp's not here.
I know. The ramifications, I can't even comprehend. Speaking of writers and struggles and Mike Tomlin, the Gravesdigger. And Tomlin had an unbelievable back and forth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.